This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Nine News gets half the story wrong on historic 88 Drive, in theater. The station's 50th anniversary article, recycled 2023, claims about a property sale and rezoning that never happened, despite publicly available records showing the deal collapsed years earlier. Comer CIT, spell out. Or Court of International Trade Y. When Nine News published an article this month celebrating the 88 Drive, in theater's 50th season, the first half got the story right. Ticket prices, movie listings, a new food permit policy, and the milestone anniversary of Metro Denver's last surviving drive-in. The second half got it wrong. The article states that the new owners of the property, First Industrial Realty Trust, submitted a proposal to rezone the 88 Drive-In's nearly 7-acre lot at 8780 Rosemary Street for warehouse use. It tells readers, "It's unclear what the future of the theater is. Neither claim is accurate." First Industrial Realty Trust withdrew its rezoning application before the Commerce City Council could vote on it in July 2023, according to Commerce City spokesperson Travis Huntington. The company's regional director, John Straubel, told Westword in March 2024 that First Industrial is not involved in that property anymore and has no plans to purchase it in the near term. The property was never sold. Owner Susan Cochevar's LLC remains the listed owner in Adams County records, and no land use or zoning entitlements have changed, Huntington confirmed. Three articles, same error. The inaccurate paragraphs did not originate in the 2026 article. A comparison of Nine News's own coverage shows the same language recycled across at least three articles spanning 3 years. The original June 2023 article accurately reported the situation as it stood at the time. The property was under contract, the Planning Commission had advanced the rezoning, and the full City Council had postponed its vote to July 17. But First Industrial withdrew its application before that vote ever took place. When Nine News published a follow-up in April 2024 reporting the theater's reopening, the same boilerplate paragraphs reappeared without update. The 2026 article repeated them again. By the time the 2026 article was published, Westword had reported the deal's collapse more than 2 years earlier. Commerce City's own records reflected the withdrawal. The information needed to correct the article was publicly available. Not any modicum of fact-checking happened. Cochevar, whose family has owned the 88 Drive-In since 1976, addressed the errors on The Kim Monson Show on April 7. They said that, you know, the drive-in had been sold 3 years ago in 2023, Cochevar said. The new owner is a company that did try to purchase the property, First Industrial Realty. That did not happen. They also said that the Commerce City Council had changed the zoning. That also did not happen, she continued. The zoning needed to be changed before First Industrial could purchase or would purchase the property because they wanted to put up a warehouse. So right before the zoning was changed, First Industrial backed out of the deal. Cochevar said the property remains for sale, but that the facts in the article's final paragraphs are wrong. The whole last half of the article is essentially fake news. Not any modicum of fact-checking happened, Cochevar said. When Trump talks about fake news, I think this is what he's talking about. Now, I don't think there was any malintent. There's just lack of follow-up, you know, lack of verification. Recycled reporting, compounding errors. The pattern illustrates a common vulnerability in digital newsrooms. Background paragraphs written for one article are reused in subsequent stories without re-verification. When the underlying facts change, the boilerplate becomes misinformation. In this case, the Nine News article simultaneously celebrates the 88 Drive-In's 50th season while telling readers, "It's unclear what the future of the theater is," a contradiction embedded in the same story. Kim Monson Show listener Jenny raised an additional concern during the broadcast. Facts are sticky things. Now this flawed article will be fed into AI and proliferate the disinformation. Jenny is right. Errors published by established outlets enter the training data and retrieval pools that power AI systems, search engine summaries, and automated content tools. Once indexed, inaccurate claims resurface in contexts far removed from the original article. Nine News has not issued a correction to the article as of publication. And now, Kim's perspective. The 88 Drive-In Theater has been a Commerce City landmark for 50 years. Susan Kochevar has poured her life into keeping it running through rising property taxes, COVID shutdowns, and a writer's strike. When 9 News wrote about the theater's milestone season, they recycled 3-year-old paragraphs claiming the property had been sold and the zoning had been changed. Neither is true. The sale fell apart. The zoning never changed. And Kochevar still owns the property. This is what happens when newsrooms stop checking their own work. Good journalism requires going back to the source, not copying and pasting from 3 years ago and hoping nobody notices. At the Kim Monson Newsroom, we called the sources. We read the records. That is what journalism looks like. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.